Welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI, Long Island's number one for all the hits. Plugged Into Long Island is a half-hour interview program focusing on Long Island area issues. It's heard Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. and is available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plugged Into Long Island is produced by the Cox Media Group of Long Island's Community Affairs team right here at our studios in West Babylon. I'm Alex, your host for today's episode. Let me introduce our guest for today, Christine Fitzgerald, Artistic Director of Our Love Fitz Productions, and Alex Dahlin, Co-Managing Director for Bayway Art Center. Thank you guys so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Of course, of course. So what exactly is Our Love Fitz Productions, Christine, and what do you guys do?
Our Love Fitz Productions really started with my husband, Sean, and I, and we have kind of built this troupe, so to speak, of performing artists, technical artists, and our vision really is to build community and provide art from the heart for humans of all ages. We really just believe wholeheartedly in the power of representation, the importance of uplifting marginalized voices. And our cast and creative team is comprised of a variety of people of different backgrounds, races, and disabilities. My husband and I are both neurodivergent, and I am autistic and ADHD. My husband is ADHD. And so we really believe in the power of telling people stories, that especially stories that we don't hear often enough. We also love engaging audiences by creating fun and entertaining experiences. It's encouraging participation and also thought-provoking conversation. We do something on in our program called Family Food for Thought, which is conversation prompts on our programs. So when they go home and have family dinner together, they can actually talk about the show. And for those caregivers that maybe don't necessarily know how to engage in the conversation of less what was your favorite part and more, so how did that make you feel? We give some of those prompts. And then for those people that don't want that, you know, we invite you to have your own conversation. And that works out great too.
So Our Love Fitz Productions really got started with that desire for, you know, more inclusive performances. What are some of the past productions you guys have worked on, and what have they been about?
Well, we started in 2023 with a show that we wrote that was never produced. We were in production, or we were in pre-production with a theater, not Bayway, and it didn't end up coming to fruition. And that no was actually the impetus to really look at some of the feelings of insecurity, some of the feelings of maybe failure, self-doubt, maybe we're not talented enough, we're not creative enough. And that actually sparked the inspiration for Boo, A Musical Adventure, which is the show that we are currently working on and producing now. It's actually our very first musical, and it is the only show that we have had produced, but it has been in development for the past 2.5 years. We did our first two staged reading, like workshops, with audience feedback sessions at the Long Island Children's Museum, both in 2023. And then we had our world premiere of a fully staged production last year, Bayway, working with Alex and his co-manager, Jesse. This year, we are coming back with an additional song with a revised script with a new puppet pal to join in. And so it's kind of a neat thing to be able to come to the theater in 2024, see the world premiere, and then to come back the following year and say, wait, this is really different. And I think that's kind of what's so beautiful about what we're doing with Bayway Art Center, is we are trying to really offer a like bird's eye view, so to speak, of the creative process. Like so often we see the finished product, right? Like it's the rights are leased out and you get the rights and then you do the show, but that's it. You don't see all the stages that the show morphs into while it's in development. And so it's kind of a rare opportunity for Long Island families and audiences in general. This is actually an intergenerational show, which means it's appropriate for all ages. And it's wonderful because if you want to come and just experience a fun Halloween, spooky, goofy, silly puppet musical, you get all that. And it's a lot of fun. And if you're looking for something a little bit deeper and more meaningful, there's all that too. And so it's something that we are really, really, really proud of. And my husband and I once created 52 short films in 1 year because my husband and I couldn't afford to send him to film school. And so we have done other creative projects that people thought were like, how could you possibly do this? That's crazy. But this is actually the thing that we are most proud of.
So Boo, a musical adventure that's set to run at the Bayway Arts Center over in East Islip. Alex, what exactly is the Bayway Arts Center? And what types of performances do you guys usually put on?
So I'm so glad you asked. We're called Bayway Arts Center. We do strive to be a true art center. We host public concerts, comedy shows, art shows, film festivals, book talkbacks, you know, things like that. We also host a lot of private events. So we bring in, you know, dance recitals. We've done corporate functions like real estate conferences, birthday parties. We also like to be a home to theater groups on Long Island who don't necessarily have maybe a proper theater space to perform in. So, you know, let's say they run a series of classes out of like a studio space and now they want to perform in our 365-seat theater, be able to bring their audiences in and use our facilities with our lighting, our sound. We really do kind of like to think of ourselves as a blank canvas with our theater and cafe space. If you can dream it, we want to help you produce it in our facility. You know, we're kind of like the creative minds behind these events. We don't self-produce much. We're kind of starting to get into that, especially with the children's theater audiences. And that's really where our partnership with Our Love Fits Productions is so wonderful. They have this fantastic show that's now coming back for a second year to our theater. You know, we started inviting audiences in and they responded so well to it. And, you know, we hope to continue working with them and partnering on more, you know, children's theater events going forward.
So a good way to describe it, Alex, is that Bayway Art Center is really, like you said, a blank canvas, a melting pot of art located here on the South Shore. And with your involvement with Our Love Fits Productions, Boo, a Musical Venture is set to perform. When are they performing? What dates?
Our show will be running October 25th and 26th. At 11 a.m. And then also the weekend directly following Halloween, November 1st and 2nd. November 1st, we are actually inviting members of a foundation called DTTB Angel Baby to come together because they are united in the grief of losing a child. And so we are partnering with Krista Morris, who is the incredible founder of Angel Baby and all of the work that she does supporting parents and siblings and grandparents after the loss of a child. And she does incredible work. So a portion of our ticket sales are going to be going to her community. And they are based over in Patchogue. So another fellow South Shore resident. So November 1st, we are inviting that community to be with us. And then November 2nd, we are actually doing a sensory sensitive performance for all ages and varying support needs for people impacted by sensory sensitivities and their caregivers.
And again, if you're just tuning in here to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI, Alex here, speaking with Christine Fitzgerald, Artistic Director of Our Love Fits Productions, and Alex Dahlin, Co-Managing Director for Bayway Arts Center. And you mentioned that November 2nd performance is a sensory-sensitive performance. I'd love to dive a little bit more into that. What exactly does it mean to be a sensory-sensitive performance, and what about it specifically makes it sensory-sensitive?
Well, thank you so much for asking, because I think so often we hear sensory friendly, and sometimes people don't really know what that means. And sometimes it's something as simple as adjusting the lights or adjusting the volume. For us, because Sean and I are both neurodivergent, I have two brothers with level 3 autism. And I've also been working in the field of intellectual disabilities for 20 plus years. So this story and having a neurodivergent character in our show, and also just being able to welcome families. I know in my family growing up, going to the theater was really, really difficult. And sitting still, sitting quietly, the dark, the light, the loud noises coming out of nowhere, it was often just very difficult. And a lot of times intermission would come and we would leave. We would pay full price for tickets and have to go because we couldn't last the entire performance, or we weren't met with a very friendly environment of the patrons around us. And so to be able to be intentional with our modifications for a sensory sensitive performance, we hope to be creating an inclusive environment for those with sensory sensitivities and their caregivers. So specific modifications would really be lowered volume, like I mentioned, but also gradual lighting changes. Very often theater lighting can be a little bit jarring, especially if you have visual light sensitivity. We're also going to be doing warning announcements prior to key moments that may be overwhelming to some audience members. I'm also going to be preparing a social story with pictures of the places and characters that our audience will experience the day of our show. Because for people that may struggle with transitioning from one activity to another or fearing the unknown, it can make it really difficult to go into a novel space, to go into a darkened theater and then light. And so there's just a lot at play. And so we're trying to break down the barriers to enable our audience and their caregivers to be able to experience theater, some of them maybe even for the first time. And so we also are going to be having our performers participate in a workshop to ensure that compassion, respect, and kindness are at the forefront of each interaction during our post-show meet and greet, which was really important to us. Because like I said, we have experienced firsthand as a family what it's like to go into a space and to not feel welcomed. And so to have our actors understand dignity, respect, compassion has to be at the forefront of every single interaction with every person that we meet, because we don't know what their struggles are, what their sensitivities are, what their skills are, and what their support needs are. And so we just wanted to encounter each person, meet them where they're at, and just kind of continue the experience of the show until they get back into their car. So from the time they come into the Bayway Arts Center to the time they go back to their car, we just want it to be as pleasant, welcoming, inclusive environment as possible.
I can really appreciate the reason why you decided to mention the different experiences some people could have, because before I, you know, entered the world of radio, I went to college for theatrical production. So, you know, I'd spent hundreds of hours in theaters, you know, during productions, making productions. And the best way that I can describe, you know, sitting in the theater, you're in pretty much a spyglass, right? You're hyper-focused on what's in front of you. And, yeah. and it really, you know, blurs out the outside world. And, you know, for some people, like you mentioned, that might not just be for them, and it can be very difficult. And I can really appreciate, you know, this level of representation when it comes to neurodiversity, especially in a theatrical setting. Why did you decide to produce a show that has this level of representation? You know, why did you decide to highlight neurodivergency specifically?
Well, like I said, our cast, our core values, our creative team represents a wide variety of people of all different walks of life and experiences. And part of our community agreements amongst our creative team and our cast is, again, just going back to our vision statement of building community, providing art from the heart for humans of all ages. And Sean and I created the book, the music, the lyrics for this show with our collaborators, Mike Lucci, Brian Smith, and Ben Becker, working on musical arrangements. Sean and I do not read sheet music. We cannot write music. We've never even written a single song before. But this show was so in our bones that we just said, hey, I have a song. And luckily, because we don't play any instruments, we would not have a musical today if it wasn't for Mike, Brian, and Ben doing everything that they did. And then our story consultants over the last 2.5 years, Lena Panino-Smith and Marilyn DePoto, have been integral in really just asking questions. So every time we have a draft that we're just like, this isn't clicking, this isn't working, why isn't this going well? We just keep challenging ourselves. We want to tell the best story possible. We want to represent all of the people in this cast authentically and beautifully. We want to be sure that we are honoring people that struggle with self-doubt. And, you know, Boo, the title character, struggles with self-doubt and maybe even a little bit of anxiety. And so, you know, it's not heavy. Like, it's all presented in a very sweet kind of way that, like, Boo just kind of second guesses themselves, and, you know, and they're a cute little ghost puppet. So, like, it's deep if you want to go deep, but it's not if you're like, I'm not here for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I just want to piggyback on what you're saying. I think people are often surprised at what they find in this musical, because a lot of people will go see it, you know, because of the title, and they bring their children and the kids have a great time. It's colorful. It's fun. The puppets are animated. The music is great. And then I think people come away realizing that they found something deeper in the show, and they're surprised by it because they think, you know, little children's theater production, but it's so much more than that. And like you said, the themes are so identifiable, and so many people connect in different ways with it. So I think it really is a show that is for all ages and for the whole family. And I know we often hear that phrase, you know, the show's for the whole family, but the adults really will find something to connect with in here, even if it's just, you know, stress, anxiety, you know, some of the things that many of us in the world struggle with. So, you know, a good time will actually be had by all, I think, at this show, you know.
And it's also really fun too, because we have a dentist that kind of goes on this mission trying to, like, rid the town of all their candy, because he's trying to save the teeth of the town, and he gets a little, you know, off kilter a little bit. He becomes a little too devoted to the mission of teeth and loses the point of the spirit of Halloween. But I will tell you that one of the parents came up to me last year and said, you know, I got to tell you, I go to a lot of kids shows with my daughter. I don't usually like it. I just sit there. And he said, every time that dentist came on and his little sidekick, I was laughing. And, like, it's things like that, that every person we spoke to, teachers, social workers, parents of little kids. I mean, there was a mom there with a little girl that was around a year old. And she said to me, I just want you to know, we really appreciate this opportunity, but it's her first theater experience, and she probably won't stay for very long. Then that same mom posted on Facebook pictures of her daughter in a little ghost costume, and it was so stinking adorable. And she's standing on her mom's lap, holding onto the seat in front of her with the lights beaming in her face, smiling, dancing along, clapping along. And that mom said to me at the end of the show, you know something? She loved it. And this was her first theatrical experience. And what a special moment to be able to share with her.
And again, if you're just tuning in here to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI, Alex here, speaking with Christine Fitzgerald, Artistic Director of Our Love Fitz Productions, and Alex Dahlin, Co-Managing Director for Bayway Art Center. And like you mentioned, a portion of those ticket sales will be donated to a nonprofit organization here on the island, DTTB, Angel Baby. Where would somebody go if they were interested in buying tickets to the show? Where would they go to do that? And how much are the tickets?
So you can go to BaywayArtsCenter.com/4-kids. And it'll pull up the kids page, and we are right there front and center. The tickets are $18. But I will say, if you are partnering, we did partner with the Suffolk Cooperative Library Services. And so if your library actually signed on to be a part of this discount code, we are offering $4 off per ticket. We really want to be able to bring theater to families. And we understand that when you have a larger family, that can be a challenge. And so we really wanted to do our very best to offer this at an affordable rate. And so if you go to your library and say, I want that discount code, and they say, we don't have it, you tell them, go back to Suffolk Cooperative Library Services and get that code for me. Because we just want to get our show out there. We want families to experience the beauty and the love and the joy of this show. And also, we have a discount code for the sensory sensitive performance. It's available on our website. So we really encourage everyone to take advantage. The tickets are $18 per person, and we would just really love to share this with you.
And also, we should mention, we want everybody to come in costume as well, because
we do
a costume parade after the show. So everybody gets a chance. All those audience members who are dressed up get a chance to show off their costumes, show their costumes to the characters in the show. It's really a lot of fun.
And if somebody wanted to keep in touch with what Our Love Fits Productions is doing in the future, where should they go to follow you?
Oh my gosh, they can come to Instagram and follow us at Our Love Fits, F-I-T-Z, like Fitzgerald, Our Love Fits Productions.
And Alex, if somebody wanted to keep in touch with what Bayway Arts Center is doing, where should they go to learn more?
The best place is our website. So it's Bayway Arts Center, CENTER.com. And then we're also Bayway LI on Facebook and Instagram.
Christine and Alex, I would like to thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This really was such a wonderful experience. And I have to say that I was a little bit nervous. Sometimes my brain goes faster than I can keep up with. And so I really appreciate the opportunity to just speak from the heart with you guys. So thank you so much.
This has been Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI, Long Island's number one for all the hits. Plugged Into Long Island is a half-hour interview program focusing on Long Island area issues. It airs Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. and is available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plugged Into Long Island is produced by the Cox Media Group of Long Island's Community Affairs team right here at our studios on Long Island.